Mary, how does the man,
the fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
I call on my colleagues to support our law enforcement by voting yes for this amendment. Opposing my amendment is a vote in support of defunding the police and against the men and women in blue.
The gentleman's time has expired.
Madam President.
Senator from New Jersey.
I am so excited. This is perhaps the highlight of this long and painful and torturous night. This is a gift. If it wasn't complete abdication of Senate procedures and esteem, I would walk over there and hug my colleague from Alabama. And I will tell you right now, thank God, because there's some people who have said that they're members of this deliberative body that want to defund the police, to my horror. And now this senator has given us the gift that finally, once and for all, we can put to bed this scurrilous accusation that somebody in this great esteemed body would want to defund the police. So let all of us, 100 people, not walk, but sashay down there and vote for this amendment and put to rest the lies. And I am sure I will see no political ads attacking anybody here over defund the police. And I would ask unanimous consent to add something else to this obvious bill. Can we add also that every senator here wants to defund the police, believes in God, country, and apple pie? Thank you.
Cory Booker, everybody. Cory Booker. And, of course, we're not going to get any police reform. It failed miserably yesterday. They just couldn't agree on whether or not to hold police accountable for misconduct. Yeah, I am so tired of people being against police reform because they've been told the right-wing talking point that Democrats are trying to abolish the police. I mean, defund the police equals abolish the police equals no police equals chaos equals... No, that is not what was on the table. That is not what they were negotiating. And the negotiations have now fallen apart. Karen Bass was the House member who actually helped craft this bill that did pass the House. Oh, yes, it did. It passed the House with an amazing number of votes. I think it was 219 to 211, every Republican voting not to reform the police or to hold them accountable for bad behavior. No, they're the police. When they behave badly, we send our thugs to beat them up with Blue Lives Matter flags. That's what we do. Because you're mental. I am so convinced there's a mental illness epidemic in this country. I mean, like, really out of control. And that is part of the police reform package, is to actually fund mental illness calls, to fund mental illness, to fund homelessness, which is where the majority of the calls come from. The majority of the calls that police, armed police, are responding to have to do with everything from addiction to mental illness to homelessness. Sure, the proper response to homelessness is a guy with a gun. The proper response to mental illness is a guy with a gun. The proper response to everything in this country is a guy with a gun or a flagpole with an American flag on it or a Blue Lives Matter. You know, this is so ridiculous. So I just thought I would pull out the legislation and let you know what was actually in it that we failed to get one Republican to support. Now, this was the House bill that passed that was written by Karen Bass, that was passed by the House, that was left to die in the Senate. And that is why 6 months ago, on George Floyd's birthday, it was the memorial of the day that he was killed, I believe, May 25th. Yeah, and they were supposed to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act in the Senate, but the Senate was unable to do its work, as usual. Now we're facing a crisis of the full faith and credit of the United States yet again. Yeah, because they're holding us hostage, the Republicans are. We can't make an investment in American families because the Family Values Party doesn't value families, as you know. And so they failed to do their work there. And then yesterday they failed to do the work that we've been waiting 6 months for them to do on the police reform package. And they failed to do that, too, because Republicans can't govern. You understand that? Or they won't. I'm going to go with can't. Because won't is very observable and easily digested. But can't is another matter completely. And they can't. They cannot govern. Because every policy that they've ever put through is bad for American people. It's bad for families. It's bad for health care. Where's their repeal and replace? Remember? Yeah, all right. So here's what was in the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, okay? Grant power to the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, oh, that would be bad, to issue subpoenas to police departments as part of a pattern and practice investigation into whether there has been a pattern and practice of bias or a pattern and practice of misconduct by a local police department. That would be bad. The other things were to provide grants, money. Hey, that's the opposite of defund. This is fund. This is refund. This is more funding, actually. Provide grants to state attorneys general to create an independent process to investigate misconduct or excessive use of force by police. Establish a federal registry of police misconduct complaints and disciplinary actions so that police can't go from being a bad apple on this police force to a bad apple on that police force because there's no directory to even check their credentials. Holy crap. Now, you know, if I wanted to go to work for a different broadcasting company other than the one I own, which is, you know, this is the first time I've ever worked for myself in my whole life, I had to provide all of my background information and all of my former, you know, all of my past ratings results, all of my revenue results. Yeah. How much money did I make for the company? And how many listeners did I bring in, or viewers in this case? Oh, they don't have to do that, the police. Enhance accountability for police officers who commit misconduct by restricting the application of the qualified immunity doctrine for local and state officers and change the intent element of 18 U.S.C. Section 242, which is the criminal offense of deprivation of rights under color of law, meaning because you have a badge, you were able to deprive somebody of their civil rights, right? Which has been used to prosecute police for misconduct from willfully to knowingly with reckless disregard. That would be dangerous, right? Require federal uniform police officers to wear body cameras. Require marked federal police vehicles to be equipped with dashboard cameras. Require state and local law enforcement agencies that receive federal funding to ensure the use of body-worn and dashboard cameras. This seems like it would cost money. This seems like it would be funding police departments. This seems like, yeah. Restrict the transfer of military equipment to the police. See 1033 program, militarization of the police. Require state and local law enforcement agencies that receive federal funding to adopt anti-discrimination policies, training programs, including those targeted at fighting racial profiling. Prohibit federal officers from using choke holds and other cartoid holds, which led to the death of Eric Garner. Require state and local law enforcement agencies that receive federal funding to adopt the same prohibition. Stop the issuance of no-knock warrants, warrants that allow police to conduct a raid without knocking or announcing in federal drug investigations, and provide incentives to the states to enact similar prohibitions. Change the threshold for permissible use of force by federal enforcement officers from reasonable to only when necessary to prevent death or serious bodily injury, and mandate that federal officers use deadly force only as a last resort and that de-escalation be attempted. Condition federal funding to state and local law enforcement agencies on the adoption of this policy. That's it. All done. No defund.